Policy and Focus, Budget 2026. First, I'll cover social welfare rates. While we recognise that any increase to the core social welfare payment is positive, when we look at the details of how it works out for people, the 10 € increase that was announced brings the weekly rate to 254 €, which means people still won't be able to buy the same things or the full list of what they could afford to buy in 2020. Post-budget, the Economic and Social Research Institute, the ESRI, shared that there is a variation in how Budget 2026 will affect households of different income levels, with slightly higher losses of 2.5% of households' disposable income expected for low-income households. SVP and the Minimum Essential Standard of Living Research Centre, the MESL, recommended a 16 € increase to core social welfare payments so that recipients could have enough to meet the full costs of their minimum needs. Next is changes for families. The announcement of extending the fuel allowance payment to recipients of the work and family payment and the increases to the child support payment based on the cost of living for those under and over 12 years old are great structural changes. The child support payment has been increased by 8 €, bringing it to 58 € for under 12 year olds, and increased by 16 €, bringing it to 78 € for over 12s. The fuel allowance increased by 5 € to 38 € a week. This is 4.50 € less than what we recommended and will continue to leave people in fuel poverty. The work and family payment threshold has increased by 60 € per week. Education. We support the announcement of the DESH Plus model and the 50 € capitation increase per child to primary schools. This will take the grant payment to schools to 274 € per child. This is 25 € less than what the Catholic Primary School Management Association, us and others, asked for prior to the budget. Though it will help make a difference to schools to meet their costs, with the aim of removing schools needing to rely on parents to fill the gap through voluntary contributions and other school charges. Post-primary schools' capitation rate was increased by 20 €, bringing the basic rate to 405 € per pupil. In 2023, SVP recommended a 33% rate increase. This would have brought the payment to 422 €. While we acknowledge the rate isn't what it needs to be, the increase, rather than maintaining the current rate, is a help for schools. There was a 500 € permanent decrease in third level course fees. This is welcome for the households we support through our education and training bursary programme and requests for assistance. Most requests we receive are from students who are entitled to the SUSE grant. SUSE is an important support. However, the funding awarded is insufficient to fully assist students through higher and further education. There were some very positive announcements from the Department of Further and Higher Education, as announced from Minister Lawless, and we recommend you click on the document to find the link to it. The back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance to 2 to 3 year olds in preschool is a policy that we would not have recommended. As MESL evidences through their annual report, that this children in this age group, their needs are positively being met. But not increasing the core social welfare payments doesn't actually care for children who live in families that receive those core welfare payments. Housing and homelessness. Housing and homelessness lacked any policy announcement that begins to solve the core of the problems and the issues that have resulted in our housing and homelessness crisis. It also demonstrates that the policy decisions continue to allow the crisis to unfold for children experiencing homelessness. Assessment of need for children. The announcement that the funding has been secured for the carrying out of 6,500 assessment of needs applications on the Target Waitlist initiative is positive, and for the continued rollout of school therapy in special schools and extension to mainstream skills. We need to see timely rollout for both of these initiatives to support children and families affected. And finally, who and what has been left out of Budget 2026? The lack of any policy supports for the cost of disability payments and no increase to the payments and income disregards to the living alone allowance, loan parents payment and job seekers transitional payment is more than just a lost opportunity, but a choice the government made to not support the people in receipt of those payments. It's important to note the carers allowance changes. The income disregard for carers allowance is expected to increase by €375 for a single person and €750 for a couple. But it's more important to remember that supporting carers does not directly or even indirectly support those living with the cost of their disability. They are two different people who are both deserving to have their costs of living understood and met. Based on what we know of current costs, inflation and what people need to live, many people will not be able to get by. And for some, getting by will be a bit more difficult in the year ahead. SVP will continue to answer calls from those who are forced to pick up the phone. Poverty in a wealthy country is a policy decision. Funding was placed behind certain payments, but it doesn't achieve the government's own targets for eradicating, reducing poverty because it withheld much needed funding away in other areas. The money was just moved around. The budget has come and gone. The government have made their choices. Our advocacy and policy work will continue with the aim to improve equity in the lives for those we serve. Thank you for listening.